This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. Tonight, I don't mind you switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life by fighting and causing God to be. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
United States of America is now open for business.
Down my country, man,
it's now about sovereignty. It's now about
me.
Dealing in good faith and being honorable again and the world respecting us. And it's time for us to win. Now we're set to win. But we have to decide that we are not going to live under the deception of a term that I thought of this morning, and I'm sure, because it's such an obvious term, that other people thought of it as well. But it just hit me, and I tweeted it out. Maybe we can pull that tweet up, that the official name of MSM shouldn't just be fake news, because they can throw that back and forth on new independent media, journalist, investigative journalist, just somebody that videotaped something that the government doesn't want seen. They can just throw fake news back on that. You can throw it on them. You got to have something that ties them, the globalists, the big corporate collaborator media, to the fact that they're the mainstream media and that known term. And so it's the fake stream media. That's it. That's the name. I've been searching and searching and searching and searching. The Soros Inc. controlled corporate media is in full panic from Donald Trump. He should call them fake stream media. Very simple statement, very powerful. And again, if you go back just a month ago on my Twitter, all the comments, like 97%, were positive. You go to YouTube, it'll get like a 96, 97% on average, some of those 99% upvote. And they're having trouble gaming that because that's just a solid vote. But when it comes to Twitter, just like you see with Trump, Paul wrote about it yesterday, the first few hundred are negative. They just stack it with an algorithm to say, you're an idiot, to shout you down like you're under peer pressure. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting good feedback now, because Zuckerberg's been talking about this, and one of his manifestos is out. He thinks we're so stupid we won't read it. He admits, I'm going to track your private communications. I'm going to rip you off. I'm going to hurt you. So these people are predators, or super predators. So they can't ever hide just their disdain. You go watch a movie, you know, a comic book movie, and it shows the villain going, I will destroy them. Oh, yes. That's actually what it's like when you're dealing with megalomaniacs. So you grow up as a kid thinking, oh, that's just cartoons, but real villains actually go, oh, I'm going to screw everyone over. I will destroy everyone. Everyone will be poor, and with me, I'll run everything. I mean, that's who these people are. And we'll have suicide nets around the Apple factories and drug everyone and just shoot them in the back of the head and throw them in a gutter when we're done and sell everybody's organs and everything. I'm in full control. It's all coming out. I got stacks of it here today, just where they're just throwing it in your face. It's amazing. But when we come back, I'm going to hit it all. The press conference to end all press conferences, but watch, the next will be even better. He just smoothly walked down and absolutely butchered them and just made a big joke out of the MSM, or the fake stream media. But just look at that. How now everywhere it's to make us feel bad because they don't want us to be verified and realize that we're the majority and the world's waking up and nationalism is taking place. So they admit that they're, quote, rolling out massive censorship against nationalists, against populists, and against patriots. I mean, this is a true information war. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lady.
That's right, deep in the heart of Texas in FEMA Region 6, but we are restoring the Republic. Soon I may have to remove all the 20-year-old liners when I talk about coming to you from deep behind enemy lines. We have already restored much of Texas, beginning to restore the federal government to its constitutional role. And I am Brown Broadcasting, though, from the model United Nations city in the world for how they want to rip off and control and dominate and tax people and not let you have single-family dwellings. So, again, God put me here for a reason. God put my ancestors here for a reason. Right here, again, in the founding of Texas. So I am here faithfully defending the Republic in one of the most important zones transmitting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today. Trump continues to amaze. And he's doing it all. He hasn't even gotten his cabinet in yet, and he's already done more to restore this republic in just a month than I've ever seen by any other modern president. It is truly remarkable. And his press conference was just absolutely over the top. And you're going to see more of this. And thank God he came out and said what I have been begging the people to contact the president and just in a mass wave and say, look, the communist Chinese admittedly funded Hillary. They bragged about it and told America, you better not elect Trump. And we're in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times and PC World and everywhere saying we're helping Zuckerberg and others develop plans to censor America. And our media is like, yes, China knows how to deal with people. Yeah, they kill them. After they silence them. And boy, they're going to help us shut down the alt-right. It's like, whoa, you guys are true criminals. You just are absolutely bottomless pits of anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-liberal garbage, calling yourselves liberal. Supporting China that kills political dissidents because they're Buddhist and sells their organs and that wants to censor America and is buying up Hollywood is not liberal. But you know what? It's a bullying cult. I agreed to let the New York Times come here for a piece because some of my sources say that this business writer is somewhat fair. So I said, okay, I'll do an occasional piece. We get requests every day, obviously, from the New York Times, you name it. Almost every day from the New York Times. Hundreds of writers. And the lady comes. She's a local Austin photographer. And she does it for the New York Times. And she's real nice for about 45 minutes. And then she's leaving, and I said, hey, give me your card or your info, and sometime maybe take photos for us. She said, oh, for money, right? She'd been real nice until that point. And I said, well, of course, yeah, we'd pay people. And I was like, oh, are you, oh, because we're Trump supporters, you probably could. She goes, yeah, I can't be politically involved with something like that. And I said, even if we don't put your name on it, and I said, I'm not begging you to come take photos for us, but, you know, is that you're being bullied? You might lose your liberal contracts. And she was just basically, without saying yes, kind of nodded her head. I just looked at her, and it just was a bad feeling that we're in a cult. The leftist here, with Robert Rodriguez and the films community that's here in Austin, people walk in here and they go, Alex Jones, oh, I can't do any lighting or work or set work or set anything up here for you or repair anything. I'm talking about electricians. They go, or Robert Rodriguez will have me blackballed. This is a mafia, in my view. And it just shows how disgusting they are. I mean, and so I looked at her and I said, you know, Trump's a great man. I said, hundreds of other countries have dirty coal systems that supply them cheap energy like China. We have clean burning coal where nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water vapor. And I said, our power prices on average have doubled the last 8 years. Close to 1,000 plants have been shut down. What he did is going to really help poor people and businesses, everybody else. If the competition comes back in and those plants get fired back up, there'll be competition and your prices will plunge. And then that means, again, more jobs come back because you can do business here. Duh, if China has three times cheaper electricity, what happens to America? Just like I moved to an area with the warehouse district of Austin because it has some of the cheapest real estate. And it's an industrial area. It's zoned. I even get cheaper electricity. Most people don't even know how that stuff works. The point is that America's going to get zoned now to be competitive. There's global zoning. That's what Agenda 21 is. And Trump's like, this is BS, man. Everything's against us. That's the plan. They've written books on it. They admit it. That's what you're seeing being blown up right now. And Trump goes out in his press conference, the second one, and just goes, look, got the coal miners here. We're going to do this. And the media all spins it. Trump signs bill undoing Obama coal mining rule. And then the media spins it to allow them to dump toxic waste in rivers. That's completely illegal. They have big contained slurry pools that they put it into. And then every once in a while, one of them breaks. That's what happens with industry and life on this planet. But they're trying to say any water runoff, period, is illegal, making it impossible. Remember like 6 years ago, Obama wanted to ban dust in farming? Any dust was like, what, $3,000 fines, and the next one was $20,000, and it just went up. And then they said, we're banning child labor. You can't take the trash out if you work on a farm. Or you can't have somebody under the age of 16 go take eggs from the chickens. Trying to further kill that. And so the media's like, oh, Trump signed a thing where they can dump toxic waste in the water. Oh, like the EPA didn't get in trouble? cyanide runoff from a big gold mine they basically ordered, you know, changes to, and then it broke the dam, just like the Deepwater Horizon. BP just said, stop putting concrete in. The executives believe water's needed. And they go, sir, in 150 years of oil exploration, nobody's ever done that, and the equations show it will blow up. They said, shut up, you Texans and Louisianans. You don't know nothing. You go see that movie. It's absolutely word for word what was in the federal transcripts in the federal trial. It's amazingly accurate. Great movie. Kurt Russell. And they're like, sir, it will blow up. This is a $379 billion company. And our British owners told us to do it. It's going to be fine. We're going to get billions more. It's going to blow up. No, it's not. Hey, McCain, you keep trying to have a war with Russia, you can end the planet. Don't matter. I'm going to do whatever I want. It's like this weird spirit of just craziness. And that's what we're dealing with. So it's just, how do I cover? Today I've got, like, let's not exaggerate, 300 articles or more, and another stack on my desk of a couple hundred. I mean, it's just, and I could just talk for hours about this. You can build a coal power plant or try to run one, but we will bankrupt you. That was 8 years ago. 8 years ago in a couple months. He was about to get in. He was president-elect. He's just arrogantly sitting there at the San Francisco Chronicle on camera going, we're going to shut everything down. How's that sound? And we'll move your job to China. How's that sound? Because we own the factories over there. I mean, you think about how wicked the left is because they've got all the deals with China. And it's okay because, again, they'll have a beard or different colored socks or, you know, virtue signal and talk about how they fund Black Lives Matter to go around cop killing or whatever. And then they're like the most horrible, greedy people trying to steal land from Hawaiian tribes just because they want it, or, you know, running suicide factories. I mean, you cannot make it up how sickeningly horrible they are. And then you read their own white papers. I've got articles today about Zuckerberg, again, the guy that says his users are dumb effers, how he's going to censor everybody and get your private data and use it. And just, it's just, it's Legion of Doom. Arrogant, crazy, power-mad maniacs. But Trump just absolutely devastated. Devastated. Yesterday, and they just don't know what to do. The confidence, and then just the fact that he's up there, he says, nobody's getting hurt. America is just going to... He makes it about coal miners' jobs and a way of life. Sure, it's about making the people that work hard being the superheroes, not just somebody that dribbles a basketball or, you know, sings music. It's about people and an economy based on people and a world based for people, not the post-industrial technocracy where I have a inch-thick stack, probably 30 articles today or more, where they're all saying the end of humans is here, you will submit, you will merge with machines, it's all over, we're already spying on everything you do, we totally control you, it's all over, we're going to censor you. Remember just a few years ago, I was crazy saying all this is going to happen, and now it's, everything's happening exactly like I said, because, drum roll, I was reading their white papers. Zuckerberg's secret plan to use artificial intelligence to censor and spy on you. Oh, it's mainstream news now. He's already censoring and spying. They're now just going into the normalizing phase. The president of the United States is being filtered and blocked on Twitter with the comments and the feedback. They don't want the American people being able to send a tweet and it pops up where he's in live time. Donald Trump sits there. Let me give you the big secret. You know what? I'm not going to give the secret. I'm not, because, well, the media already knows this. So I might as well tell people, just to tell you how wild this guy is and how real he is. He likes to talk to average people so much, he sits at the switchboard until 2 in the morning while he's reading things and randomly sits there and picks up the phone and talks to people. He's like an idiot, savant, workhorse, magic toad. Let's skip this break. And I'm going to just stop right there. And he also sits there and knows phone numbers and basically can, like, memorize a bunch of numbers. He just sits there and sees numbers he knows on the switchboard and then picks it up. I mean, just, that is so cool. And the New York Times people are like, oh, you know about that? Well, don't tell people. We won't be able to call. To hell with you. This is incredible. So, there you go. He's turning the lights back on in America. That's the bumper sticker. Trump, not out to get you. Trump, turning the lights back on. Trump, actually caring. Trump, not a devil worshiper. There's not just evil in the world, folks. That's what I keep telling people. We could take America and the world back, and we're starting to do it. And he's up there, and he goes, what's wrong with us being able to have coal mines and coal power? We developed with the Germans the clean-burning coal systems. I give the Germans credit. They're even better than the U.S. at coal. And because they don't ever had oil. And why shouldn't we have it? It's our main energy source. 2,000 years at our current rates with coal. 2,000 years of discovered coal in the United States of America. Let me tell you how globalism works. In 1996, Bill Clinton took close to 1 million acres of land off the books, part of it public, part of it private, and said you can't dig on it because it had clean burning coal. Totally clean. So you didn't have to put as many scrubbers on it, so it's almost like sweet crude comes out closer to gasoline, not as much refinery than crude oil. Well, it's the same thing with oil, with coal, and so it was just like silver coal, just like, absolutely pure. And overnight, the Chinese company that had the only other clean coal like that discovered on Earth in China, their stock just absolutely quadrupled and more, and billions and billions and billions were made that day. Because our coal's off limits, China's goes up. See, that's the type of business the globalists sit around and go, we create monopolies and shut everything down and prices go up and then we get richer and we're going to live forever and all of you are going to die and we're going to sit up here with all the power and how's that sound? Oh, no need for a manned space program. You're all going to be dead soon. We're going to be gods, Ray Kurzweil. Elon Musk, you don't have to merge with machines, but you won't exist. You won't. Even be involved. We might step on you like a bug. I mean, we don't want to hurt you, but, you know, we step on bugs. Just like Apple, we step on those poor Chinese in those slave camps. Slave camps. Suicide. They drug them so they don't commit suicide. Daily, jump off the building, kill yourself as their act of defiance, like self-immolation. So maybe, you know, some people have set themselves on fire, so maybe just have robot fire extinguishers. And, you know, their answer was just Foxconn, we're just getting rid of the humans completely and bringing robots in. And that's all been failing. They want to try to suppress a species of 7.5 billion people. And already people are pulling away from the TVs. They're pulling away from all the garbage. Either people are getting deeper into it in the mind control or they're pulling away from it. And so I should just tell the globalists right now, you need to surrender. Because I got something really important I'm about to tell you. The military and the real intelligence operatives, the people that actually do the jobs of defending this country, they know that a bunch of little, weak, chicken-necked, not even effeminate, because that's mean to women, but just pedophile model-type men who want to dominate everybody and just absolutely hate real men and just can't stand being around them, they all admit they're going to get rid of the military and humans in combat completely very soon. That's their admitted goal, so they can fully control them and just get rid of men altogether. That's their ultimate form of domination. What do the little control freak nerds do is they just want to get rid of men. That, I guess, made them feel bad their whole lives because they grew up in this whole satanic system. And they were hit with the very chemicals everybody else was. It just had a bigger effect on them. And so now they're slaves to their own system, continuing and increasing it to make everybody else even weaker so they can try to rule over them. And so now everybody knows this is the end of humanity. All our ancestors, everything they did, the future, all of it, if we do this, this act of killing the species, and that transmission has now gone out, and from Le Pen to Farage to Trump to everybody, you're going to now start hearing it. And, oh, look at this cancer cure. Oh, look at this technology. Oh, look at this rolled out. Look at this. Oh, look what we're going to have companies bid on. This system that DARPA developed. for communications or medicine or you name it. Trump's like, we're not going to sit here and balance the power with everybody and only roll out our 20-year-old, 30-year-old equipment, 40-year-old stuff. We're going to roll out the secret weapons. We're going to let everybody know we're completely, absolutely dominant. There's a breakaway civilization. The Russians know it in horror, and they're smart. They've got a lot of advanced stuff, but they know the magic sparks in this country, ladies and gentlemen. The Promethean fire fell here. And that's the truth. So they want, I mean, that's why the elites are on such power trips, because they're just trying to organize, control, and dominate, and instead of just letting humanity fly. It's hellish. They're creating a prison planet, and you've got a bunch of bullied liberals into a cult, into an orthodoxy, that they have to be anti-family, anti-man, and repeat whatever Rachel Maddow says and look like Rachel Maddow and not be a woman, not be powerful in your office as a woman, not be powerful in your office as a man, not be powerful in your office as a worker, a striver, a builder. They don't want you to ever have a human office. So then you're going to be fulfilled. They want to keep you unfulfilled so they can destroy you and make sure you fail. Because if you spread your wings, it's over for everything they stand for. And Trump wants to destroy them. And in their own CIA publications that are public but not for mass distribution, like Public Affairs and Foreign Affairs and others, they openly say, oh, my God, it's all real. He's going to defeat all of us, empower humanity, create incredible wealth. What are we going to do? Our whole system's going to come down. And then they just told Russia and China, everybody else, you better fight as hard as you can because he's about to start moving to distribute the advanced technology to the public. And if you want to know the big secret about Trump, that's it. That's the big super secret thing, okay? And Trump's even more pissed now that what he'd already been told and knew about is completely true and more. And it's just all the horrible things they've done. They're like, sure, your family will be able to live and not die of cancer with what we've done in these laboratories. And he's like, but it's horrible. It's an abomination. It's selfish. We'll never end up transcending if we do this and have these huge underground workshops of humanoids and all the rest of this crap. What the hell are you doing? That's why Trump now doesn't even care. It's beyond confidence. He doesn't care what they do, what they say. He realizes they're a bunch of bullied slaves. And he's just out there to show them they're bullied slaves and to show everybody else that it's okay to stand up, it's okay to speak out, it's okay to be informed, it's okay to be who you are. I said to this photographer, she said, well, I'd like jobs, but I just, you know, I can't. You'd lose all your big liberal contracts if you worked with Alex Jones. In a free country, you're not allowed to ever work with anybody who's not the big corporate liberal approved Soviet BS, or you're out of a job. Well, with that attitude, next you're sent to a gulag, or you're at a Foxconn slave factory in China. See how that works? There's only a few more steps down now, and they're saying, we want to start arresting the alt-right. We want to kill Donald Trump. We want to blow up the White House. We want to do all this. And they have CIA guys. I told you, as soon as you hear that on TV going, he's a domestic enemy. And I kind of respect it if any of these guys had any fire in their eyes or even look like a man, but they can't get men to act like that. They cannot get, that's why they hate real men. They cannot get the real men to act like backstabbing pieces of crap jerks. And that's their ancient problem, is they can't get the warrior class to be absolute filth. And so in come the machines, and in come all the rest of it, and just an army of mental patients who've got some axe to grind with humanity, because they don't feel like they're at the table or part of the party when it's globalism that took you away from the table. They take you away from the table, and then they sit there and tell you to get pissed off at the table and the big fire, while the humans, the people that love God, are all over here in Valhalla with all the honor, all the strength, all our ancestors, all the understanding, the discernment, constantly in our spirit laid down before God, absolutely tuned into everything good. It's unbelievable. If you just join us, all you've got to do is join humanity. All you've got to do is decide that you want to be good and ask God to come into your heart. Say the name they hate. Whatever reason, they hate it and want it banned. Jesus Christ. Ask God to send his son's spirit Ask God to send the Holy Spirit into your heart, and the enemy's control on you will be broken. You tell you, Trump's found Christ.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
When I was thumbing from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back, when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?"
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside?"
You know, as you get older, you get a little more sophisticated.
Found, let me warn you, it's a long haul.
Yeah. And I noticed how the right wing would do some cultural bullying, but the left wing is the king operating system of really reducing language, when communication, family, you name it. And they are really, as everybody sees, stepping up the bullying, beating up women everywhere, targeting them on purpose. just saying you don't have free speech, you can't go to events, you can't hear somebody speak. I mean, they're just monsters. And we have to call them out on that. And I just remember always online getting bullied to attack Israel and hate Israel, with people then saying I worked for Israel or I was, you know, covering up for Israel. And I realized that was a lot of Arabist, Saudi Arabian, globalist, but also leftist dialectic, and that the whole thing was fake, and that while Hollywood was pushing an Israel first agenda, it was also pushing the whole Islamic agenda, and it was all just a clash of civilizations program. And that, you know, if Israel did anything, it was the worst thing on earth. But then if the Muslims say they want to blow up America and kill everybody, a large contingent of them, that's all cute and funny and nice, you know, when they dump acid on women's faces or cut their genitals off by the hundreds of thousands a year or, you know, kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. Oh, they just don't count. But I kind of halfway got bullied in political correctness that, well, I'm sure the truth's in between. You know, Israel does some bad stuff, but the Muslims do some bad stuff. And I never really tried to prove myself to one side or the other. It's not what I do with virtue signaling, but it was just always, you know, you get a bunch of emails. It's like, you're going to expose the Vatican, or I'm going to expose you as one of their agents. And I'm just like, well, I'm not even Catholic, but I don't want to infight with people. And then, you know, you work for the Catholics, you work for this or that. When all I want is to have justice and freedom, and I'm totally open. I mean, now I can talk to pretty much anybody I want to, and I do talk to, you name it. I mean, they wanted to send foreign intelligence agencies, not the Russians, here to talk to me and sniff around, decided they wanted to try something, and I just said, come talk to me. And most people out there go watch movies about all this stuff. That's not really how most of it works. It's just that they've known for a long time we're having a big effect. Now we're in the center of the zeitgeist. And what I'm getting at is, everybody should just be able to talk to everybody. It's like that New York Times photographer. She doesn't work for them, a freelance. Scared to death when I said, hey, let me see your portfolio. I want to do some work for us. I can't do that. You get blackballed, huh? That's not freedom. I only brought it up so I could talk to her about it, because she's a human being. So I spent a few minutes trying to reach through to her and show her how that's a cult. It's the same thing. If I decry a suicide bombing in Israel, it's like, you Zionist scum. Like that's the highest thing to say on the internet to somebody, because you're a big man, you're a good person, you know, you're moral, I'm not. And so you just say I'm, you know, a bad person or whatever, and I need to submit to you. But because the reason I raise this is we've got David Horowitz coming on, who I know has been critical of me in the past, and that's fine. And I think he goes too far in some cases and everything. But as I've gotten older and studied things and really looked at it, because I read everything. I read some Horowitz's books like 15 years ago, and I just thought, this is the biggest bunch of propaganda crap I ever heard. And then it all came true. So I'm just the type of person that says, well, I'm going to have this person on and talk about it. And then understand, they always act like if I'm doing something pro-Israel, they caught me. Like I say something on air, and they go, ooh, we caught you on air supporting Israel. Yeah, I'm on air. It's this mental illness thing, like three-year-olds. I caught you. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. It's like weird mental illnesses. I don't quite understand it, you know. If I talk to somebody in MI5 or MI6 or, you know, if the Mossad wants to visit and just talk to me, CIA, you name it, I'll talk to them. And that's what I do. I just sit there and say, we just want to have power plants. We just want to have control of our kids. We just want to be able to worship God. I'm not your enemy. You should look at what you're doing. How dare Israel push an anti-gun agenda here in America to kind of have us as a client state they control, when it's the other way around, and then issue your citizens guns, which is great, and then want our guns. I'll support Israel because I understand what's going on in the Middle East, but don't then sit there and turn around like I don't exist and try to make me a slave. Do you understand that? The Jews did have a place in the Middle East. It's a tiny little piece. All these other Arab countries won't take any of the people in. They want to bitch all day while they have giant tent cities that house hundreds of thousands of people in Saudi Arabia and won't take one of these refugees. But we're supposed to take them, and Israel's supposed to take them, and we're the fount of all bad, and I'm just not going to be part of this anymore. Doesn't mean I'm naive about Benjamin Netanyahu and all the stuff he's up to and the rest of it. It's just not reality-based. It's like I have scales here, and I'm looking at who's really good and who's really bad, and I'm not going to just sit there and be bullied into any of these one-level, one-dimensional, moron-level paradigms. I'm here to change paradigms. I'm here to try to create a worldwide view of prosperity and goodness and women and men and the species and what we are and good competition. There's no side motives, and everybody knows that. That's why the system attacks my genuineness, just like they attack Trump's genuineness, is because, can't you understand, I could be Machiavelli all day long. I could be more Machiavelli than anybody I know, quite frankly, maybe except for Trump. And I'm not bragging. I mean, it's a fact, folks. I can think 50 levels up, okay? If I wanted to start doing that, I just will not do it. I will just be honest and tell it like it is and just move forward. And they go, oh, look, you're weak. You won't use dirty tricks. You won't, you know, you won't do all this. You're absolutely right, I won't, because then I'll lose the connection. That's why Odin's only got one eye, because the other one is in the spirit world. He didn't really lose it. But see, the average person wouldn't even get that parable. I'm not literally saying that in analogous to what I'm doing. The point is that it's the father's tales, the wives' tales. That's what that is. Like, you get the bigger understanding, you lose some vision here because it really doesn't matter that much anymore. And all of us need to get up into that level. Everything the globalists do is to keep us down. And Trump is trying, talking to us like babies, because a lot of us are babies, talking to us like babies. It's okay if everybody else has coal and we have the best and cleanest, that we have some too. Everything he does, that's why I'm obsessed on coal, is because that's the great equation of our main energy source, not oil, and they cut it off. That's what Japan went to war with the United States in World War II, because we were cutting off their routes to get oil. Energy's everything. You die without it. Energy plants the crops. Energy picks the crops. Energy processes the crops. Energy delivers the crops. And energy is water, the sun, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. And they're taxing carbon dioxide. It's a life tax. It's a tax to breathe. It's a tax to live. And everything Trump does is to remove those. He's just removing the chains, removing the chains. And there's all these entitled, horrible people saying, we hijacked all this, and it's ours. And you're not going to do that. You're not going to give workers self-respect. And you're not going to get Obamacare off their backs. And you stop it or we'll kill you. And like babies, the former CIA director and all these people go on TV and say, watch your mouth, president, and you're in danger. And the media's like, yeah, we're going to kill you and all this crap. Let me tell you something. I don't say this. Everybody knows it from a position of just puffing up. You idiots, start a physical fight. The people taking control of this country do not want to kill you, okay? But if you start a fight, you are dead in hours. Just know that. In hours. But you can't help it, can you? You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. You think you're messing with people that are scared to die? You think you are? Because I'm not. And I'm not the one that's going to do anything physical. I'm warning you right now. And a lot of the really evil top vampires aren't going to listen. They're too far gone. But you people out there serving this that are bullied by this and go along with this and don't know what to think or what side you're on, you better choose sides right now. It's that simple. And I cannot believe how obvious the choice should be for everybody. Our enemies are manifestly, horribly depraved, wicked, twisted, demented people that want to paint on the walls in our children's blood. And I got news for them. The cries of the children have been heard by God. And we're being given a reprieve to try to fix things and organize things. There's going to be great trials and tribulations to come. But we're choosing, like, pick your novel end, an end that's a lot easier crash landing. You get a couple hundred million killed, or you get 5 billion killed. You let all the cloning and all the genetic, all that out, and the It's not going to be electronic sex bots. It's going to be replicants, folks. It's going to be real humanoid people that don't have rights. It's all coming out. And we have to say, we're not by increment going to accept this. No. And we've got to shut down all these secret laboratories, and we've got to go to war with people that do illegal technology. If there's something worth fighting for, we have to globally have compacts and agreements on technology. And the globalists sold globalism originally to the best minds, saying we've got to have global government or we'll blow ourselves up like Atlantis. And they got the best minds to believe in this. And then meanwhile, we find out a bunch of psychopaths run it all and actually want to blow everything up. I mean, you read the literature of these top globalists, it's like, and after we leave Earth, we'll blow it up for fun. It's like, we have let the worst low-level demons in to control things, and it's bad, okay? So you want the big, deep truth, you're getting it right now. Now, I need to mid-air refuel here, and quite frankly, I'm so focused on the news I need to get to and the guests that are coming up that I'm not going to belabor this. I'm just going to say, we set out to find the very best high-quality supplements and missing link nutraceuticals. We're hiding in plain view. Products to bring to you that are good for you and your family, that are the very best you're going to find, that also fund this operation that's critical. Caveman takes all the so-called whey and all the so-called stuff for your joints and everything, and it just blows it away. It's got the collagen, it's got the concentrated bone broth, it's got a little bit of stevia and cocoa. It tastes great. We're coming out with a flavorless one as well, or non-flavored, sweetened. It has its flavor. And this one's excellent. A lot of people are buying. I don't want to thank you for your support. It's a big canister of it. And it really is game-changing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's colloidal silver, whether it's our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine, and also colloidal silver that nobody else has got, it's amazing. Brain Force, that's our now overall. Things change every month, but that's like our overall best-selling. People love it. BioTruth Selenium, totally will supercharge you. Now, if you're a man and you start taking selenium every day, it's so powerful, it'll raise your hormones up so much, it'll make your hair fall out. I mean, it's incredible. Anthro Plush is amazing. It's all amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I sent Pat a photo of this. I don't know if he gave it to you, but here's what they call the jig separately. And we have a photo of it actually engraved up close. Kind of hard to see with the camera. But I just decided to take kind of a design I've seen out there and augment it and change it to say 1776 Reborn, January 20th, 2017, 45th President Donald J. Trump. This is one of 1,000, and it's laser etched on Tennessee Arms, the highest quality. They have the big patents with the copper inlays, so that it goes 3,000 to 6,000 rounds. You can buy these lowers very inexpensively, and this is sold at way below the price of competitors that aren't even as good, and it's a limited edition. So it's from $120 to $150, depending on the systems you want, from Molon, Lombardi, you name it. These are custom. These are custom laser etched at the same price that Tennessee Arms sells their generic ones for. We've got a very, very good deal for you. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find all the nutrients and supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella where you will find the Victory Series 1. Maybe pull that down and read it to him. Thanks. Victory Series 1, President Donald J. Trump limited edition, 80% lower AR receiver. Totally legal, totally lawful with the ATF letter. Linked on there and much more. And you can also sign up for auto ship and get 10% off on your next order. All those things like the supplements. Free shipping on orders, $50 or more. So there's free shipping on that. And this is something that everybody needs, even if you're not into gunsmithing. And even I can do this in about 20 minutes with a Dremel. And there's a video out there we're posting on the site how to do it. But there's one on the Arms site. We probably just post that. But there's instructions. This is something everybody should just have personally. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And one of 1,000. It's a piece of laser-etched artwork, original Alex Jones conception. I would say it's really my art because, we just took images and put them together, but it's powerful. And when these are gone, they're gone, and you're getting a great price on the best lower out there, 80% lower, and you're funding the tip of the spear. So it's really a win-win at every level. I want to thank you all for your support, but I want to do a lot of stuff. I don't want to have to sit here and penny pinch, and I just want to have the capital going into this next level fight to really augment our team. And you've seen what we've done. I promised you we'd change the world together. I promised you we would put our money where our mouth is, if you would, and we've delivered. That's because God's delivered. And so I want to commend and thank all of you. I don't say this to make you feel good. You need to feel good. You need to be very excited and positive. A lot of folks think, you know, well, things are good, but why are they attacking Trump? He's just trying to help them, and get sad by all this hate. They think you're going to give up before they do. And our spirit's way stronger than this. But you can see it, you can feel it, you know, it goes back and forth, and we've got to just absolutely think one thing. We're honorable, we're good, we're going to work hard, we're going to be strong, we're going to be the example in the world of the change that needs to happen, and we're going to just ask God to lead, God, and direct us, and totally focus on exposing the New World Order and fighting in the morning and at lunch and the evening, you know, on Twitter, on Google, on Facebook, on these enemy platforms and on other platforms and building your own platforms. It's essential. I don't care if you're 80 years old, you can get your grandson to come and help you start a YouTube channel. Get that knowledge out. They teach everybody, oh, you're old, just go sit and, you know, go to a nursing home. We need to hear that knowledge. We need to hear from the elders that actually know what's going on, and it needs to be invoked to activate the ancestral memories in the young people. It's a spiritual, metaphysical, electrochemical system that has to be activated, and the youth needs to activate as well. This is a very, very special time for humanity deciding the future. Because horrible things are going on. And the positive things you see are the seeds of the future, though. But we have to take this initiative and move forward. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com is the website of the enemy that's trying to block and censor everywhere. There is a giant stealth program to block us, now going public in the enemy system.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel body armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What if I say I will never surrender? All right, I want to get into some Russian news. It's huge. And then I promise that for David Horowitz leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to play the most important key Trump clips. Just thank God the president came out and said Hillary and her people took a bunch of money. They gave 20, it was actually 30%, but he said 20% of our uranium. He's being very conservative. That's just his philosophy, and I see what he's doing. And stop saying I'm with Russia. I've done nothing with Russia. And Flynn was allowed to make a phone call. The big thing is Flynn pissed off the trifecta, and it just shows how my sources the day it happened and then the days before knew that it was actually made Mattis mad and the vice president mad and some of the other people in the National Security Council mad. So it was Flynn not getting along with them that when that came by, Flynn's like, I'm just sick of this. And they're like, okay, go ahead and resign. And from what I've heard, it was just kind of mutual. I mean, Flynn turned down a huge job at Jones Group before just to take this job. Nobody even knows that. And General Jones, like, runs the show, pretty much. Former head of the National Security Council for a long time. Well, the president's the head, but the head of the body under the president. So that's what's going on here. And it's all just a big joke. The president and his national security advisor can't talk to the Russians. They can talk to anybody they want to. It's called being the president. Oh, my gosh. When he was president-elect, they were lining up talks with the Russians. Good God. I mean, even the New York Times admits that cash flow to Clinton Foundation had been Russian uranium deal. And the media's like, it's not true. It's not true. It's 100% true. And it goes on and on. So here's the deal. And I've told the president this. And I've talked to the president before, and I'm going to stop talking about that. The point is, people, the media always wants to know, and I think, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody, but it's just, please go after Hillary. She's not going to stop. The Soros group isn't going to stop. I don't want to just be vindictive, Mr. President, or President-elect, in that conversation. You need to just, they're not going to stop. They're never going to stop. You know that. I'm not going to say what Trump said, but, I mean, it's just ridiculous. They know. They were spying on him at that time. Through the Justice Department, illegally. The president. Being spied on by Obama. So, anyways, I'll tell folks this, though. The Trump you see on TV is like the Trump talking to the five-year-olds, and the Trump behind the scenes is like, Trump can finish your sentences. Like, he's like, you know, big egghead in the future, you know, communicate telepathically. And I'm not literally saying that, but he's that smart, folks. And that's why they are reeking out. Now, why do I have nuclear weapons going off behind me, TV viewer? That's because that's where the globalists would like to take us, and that's in the news. We'll get more into this in the next hour. But now we have a top level. This is International Business Times. Infowars.com has posted Russia and Trump. News, U.S.-Russia military generals to meet in Azerbaijan the first time since the three-year-old situation in Ukraine. So that is a big meeting coming up. Meanwhile, Juncker, that's the NATO EU globalist boss, Shekdef Mattis calls for EU to shoulder own defense burden. EU bigwig says, oh, no, we want to help the migrants. So they just want to flood us with migrants and flood Europe and destroy Europe so they don't want to, you know, pay for anything. We're too busy paying to flood the migrants in. Again, who needs NATO and the EU when it's used to destroy Europe? I mean, that's what Trump's saying. These are criminal groups. Russian spy ship, not a direct threat, Pentagon says. Yeah, if we got like 100 or more around Russia, does it come over the 12-mile line? That's, I mean, we're going to spy on them. That's what you do. It's like, the Russians breathe air, sir. Oh, my gosh, they have a spy ship. Oh, no. Continuing, Buchanan says the deep state's trying to take Trump out. Of course they are. That's all coming up. And, oh, the big stories on Infowars.com. I haven't gotten to that yet. It's so huge. I'm going to tell you, it turns out there's Muslim sympathizers at the CIA behind Trump leaks. That's right. It's at Infowars.com. Dr. Corsi. This needs to go viral.